All right, Freckle, good ride, even with a pretty good crash.
Yeah.
And I saw a gnarly crosswalk where your leg came off at one point. But you got up after that crash, and you got him back. And, yeah, really good job.
Yeah, thank you. It was a tough track, man. I felt really strong till about 12 minutes in, and then I think I was behind Bogle still at that point, and it was like, all right, I got to get him and then just charge for three laps, and then I should be good, and just made a bonehead move. Didn't even really get cross-rutted, just got a little off balance, and then it threw me into the tough blocks, and I got off super easy, easier than a tip over somehow. So, happy I got back up, and I had to pass a couple more guys, and glad I fought to the end, so it was a good race.
It's really hard to regroup after something like that. I mean, you said you got off lucky, that's good, but it's still a big moment, and adrenaline and everything. It's really hard to regroup.
Yeah, for sure, and then obviously I wanted to get the guys back, and then I'm getting lapped. There's just a lot going on. It's the end of the race. I'm tired. It was one of those things, but yeah, it was a fun day. I felt like I was right around that eighth spot all day long, so... Yeah, it was best finish for me.
Super high pick trend in Pulp Fantasy.
Yeah, I kind of figured I would be not racing the last couple 450 rounds, but I don't like your fantasy. Screw your fantasy.
Yeah, I know. Hey, the whoops were gnarly.
Yeah, whoops were gnarly. I figured out a pretty decent jump line at the beginning, and it worked out well because I was hitting the left side, and it seemed like everyone else was hitting the right side, so I didn't really have to follow anybody. So it was brutal.
Yeah. You were wheel tapping.
Yeah, I was just. I feel like if I can get that front wheel up, that I don't dance as much and there's less to happen. It's, I don't know, my long legs. I've always been good at wheel tapping, so that was my go-to.
We were in the press box with a guy from England. He covers the MXGPs and stuff, Adam Wheeler.
Yeah.
And he's like, what is Oldenburg doing? I'm like, yeah, he's the only guy wheel tapping these things and pulling the front end up. So it was cool.
It's like where I made all my passes. Right. So I was like, I'm just going to keep doing it. And I felt comfortable doing it. So it was kind of survival there the last 6-7 minutes of the race for me. The track gets gnarly quick in the 450 class, so just I'm happy with it.
Tomac's on another level right now, man.
Dude, that was insane. He lapped me and I'm like, all right, we're second, and he was like two lanes back still, so it's incredible to watch.
Did you think about going over the table?
I actually did it third lap of practice this morning, but I didn't do anything after that. And yeah, I didn't think about it in the races. I kind of ditched it early today. I just kind of stuck to my main line. And I felt like I was good jumping onto the table, and I was shooting off it a lot better than the guys around me. So,
How much time did you have on a 450 coming in?
One day.
Oh.
Yeah. I rode
good job then.
Yeah. I was. It's kind of one of those things. I've switched back a couple times now, so I know the speeds and stuff. And we do thousands and thousands of laps at the track. So it's like I know how fast to hit everything. It's just kind of... And with the chassis and everything the same, so it really wasn't that big of a deal.
Cool. Good job, man.
Appreciate it.